The process started just days after the 2014 draft ended. Preparation began for these 3 days in 2015.
It is a long, tedious process. And I know, you know, right after this draft, at the end of May, we are already are meeting on the draft and the potential players that are going to be coming out for 16. And, you know, we'll have meetings. We'll start, you know, analyzing character, any character concerns, what they are as football players. And our scouts will start doing summer tape over as they get prepared to go out and scout next fall.
For Vikings general manager Rick Spielman and his staff, the draft are three of the most important days of the year. A time to bring in new talent, fill positions of need, and lay the foundation for long-term success for the Vikings.
And that's the philosophy that we have went, you know, talking with Coach Zimmer and when we hired him last year, that we want to build through the draft. I think that's the best way you have a chance to sustain success in the NFL year in and year out. Those are your guys. Those are the coaches that are developing those players. You know them the best. Those are the guys, hopefully, that you're going to look to extend the longer-term contracts as you develop them and they become players for you. And if you can get to the point where your money's being spent on guys that you've developed and know from a personal standpoint and what they're made of, you have a better chance of success to me than sometimes just going out and paying big money for a potential free agent that you don't know as well.
Spending 12 months preparing for the draft means countless late nights, cross-country flights, and endless hours breaking down film. But it's all done to be as prepared as possible when the draft starts on Thursday, April 30th.
As long as you stay calm and let things happen and don't get caught up in a moment, just like, you know, potentially in a game. You know, it's so unpredictable, you don't know what's going to happen. So as long as you keep that cool head and you've prepared as hard as you can prepare and anticipate everything you can possibly anticipate, then you just let it go. And it's just like, you know, a player when he goes out and plays on Sundays. You know, you've prepared all week, you've had a game plan. And then once the game starts, you shouldn't really have to think that much. You should just go out there and react and play.
Not only do Spielman and the rest of the scouting and personnel staff analyze every player available in the draft, but they also spend weeks reviewing each team's needs. It's all an effort to predict and be well prepared for what might happen.
You know, we really analyze each team, how are they able to fill their needs in free agency, potentially what they may be doing in the draft. And even after the first round, you're looking at the teams behind you, because if you potentially trade down and you have your eye on a player, how far can you go down in that trade before you potentially lose the guy? Is there another threat there that a team could potentially take that guy because they have that same need too? So you not only have to understand that board, but you have to try to understand what other teams may be potentially thinking. And let's say you get into the second round and you're looking at a particular position that you weren't able to fill in the first round, and there's a team right ahead of you or a team two below you. Well, they filled that need. So, yeah, we got a chance to get this guy, so maybe we can move down a couple spots. Or no, that team right behind us didn't fill that need, the same need we're trying to fill, so we won't have to stay there to take the guy we want.
Thursday night has the marquee players being selected. But a draft success isn't all about who's taken in round one. Spielman and the Vikings have a proven track record of finding starters and valuable players in the all-important later rounds.
You know, in the later round picks, those guys are there for a reason. And you're looking for some kind of trait that's saying, well, this guy, you know, could come in and maybe help us on special teams, be a good backup. Every once in a while, you know, you're going to be able to hit on some starters down that area. Maybe they just were late bloomers that developed late once they got up to this league.
The 2015 NFL Draft is just days away. And with the Vikings holding the 11th pick in the first round, and with seven total draft picks, it could be another entertaining and successful draft for the Minnesota Vikings.
You can predict and you can prepare as hard as you can and try to anticipate everything that could potentially happen, but you never know. And I think that's what's the most exciting part of the draft, because it's reality TV. It's things unfolding, and it's unfolding at a fast pace. And those are the things that, why you do this. That's why, to me, it's besides on game day on Sundays, it's the most exciting time of the year. And it's an opportunity. You know, you're going to have a chance to improve your ball club.